Hello and welcome. This file is called Feminine Motion Conditioning, and after listening to this file, you will become more observant of how the women around you behave, how they move, how they walk, how they stand, what poses they do, about anything that makes how they move feminine. And you will feel a strong desire to practice those motions in front of the mirror. And whenever you do, you will be rewarded with pleasure, conditioning those new ways to move into you. Now, if this is something you want, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Make yourself really, really comfortable. Begin to relax and focus on my voice, getting ready to go into a deep and comfortable trance. And let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relax, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper, my words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focusing only on my voice. Now it's time. Time to change you a little bit. Because from now on, you will find it easy to absorb and adopt any feminine motions, movements, and poses. That's right. You will become very aware of all the motions and poses the women around you will do. And you will find that your subconscious mind easily incorporates them into your behavior, just making them a part of who and what you are, and thereby changing your behavior, your motion patterns, into something much more feminine, each and every day a little bit more. This is a conditioning style approach, so the changes will happen slowly and over time, without you even being aware of it. Will just happen to you all the time. You will become more aware of the women around you, of how they move, their stance, their poses, their motions, and you will easily and automatically incorporate them into your behavior. Now let's begin, and from now on, you will find that your subconscious mind will always be very aware of the way all the women around you move, behave, how they stand, what poses they do. That's right, you will become more aware whenever there are women around you. Your subconscious mind will learn from them, and you will find that every time you do have time for it, even your conscious mind is looking at the women around you. And when you look at women from now on, you will first and foremost look at how they move, how they behave, the ways and forms of their motions. You will look at their poses, at their stance, everything. You will look how women around you move and stand, and you will become very aware of their motions, and you will find that whenever you have the time for it, whenever you have the time to observe how women move, you will look at them and you will become extremely aware of their emotions. It will almost be as if all the other reasons why you looked at women will move into the background, fade into the background, and looking at their emotions, at their behavior, at their patterns of movement, and at their poses will become the most important reason why you look at women. That's right. And every time you do, every time you consciously study their motions and behaviors and poses, you will feel a slight trickle of pleasure running down your back. That's right. You will feel a slight trickle of pleasure originating in your mind, flowing down your back and arousing you. Not a lot of pleasure, just enough to make you feel really good in the back of your mind, without you even noticing consciously. Just enough pleasure to drive your conditioning, and this will change your behavior, and over time you will learn to look for the behavior of women, the motions of women, and the poses of women, without even thinking about it. It will just become a part of who you are. It will just be automatically and in the back of your mind. And to help you get this process started, you might also find that you have a strong desire to look at women and look at how they move, how they stand, what poses they do, and their patterns of motion. That's right, when you come out of this trance, you will feel a strong desire to do it, and the desire will just grow and grow. Of course, this is just a hypnotic desire, so it will fade away after a few days. And until then, you will have a strong conscious desire to look at women, to look at how they move, to look at how they behave, to look at how they stand, how they walk, how they do things. It will always be there in the back of your mind, kick-starting your conditioning. That's right. And whenever you do, whenever you study women, you will feel the pleasure. The pleasure that will condition this behavior into you. And over time, it will become an unconscious behavior. You will automatically learn from all the women around you, so that you learn how to move much more feminine, so that your behaviors will become much more feminine, your motions will become much more feminine, your poses will become much more feminine. The way you stand, the way you move, the way you do things will all become much more feminine. And, of course, whenever you learn something, you will feel a strong desire to do it yourself, to practice the motions in front of a mirror, or to just do it subconsciously. And this desire will be very, very strong. And whenever you do, whenever you stand in front of a mirror and practicing these feminine behaviors, these feminine motions, positions and poses, ways of moving, you will find an even stronger pleasure flowing through your body, rewarding you for doing it. And of course, this pleasure will condition you, will make this kind of moving, of standing, of walking, of doing things more and more a part of who and what you are. And through this conditioning, you will find that all these behaviors will easily become a part of how you move, how you stand, how you walk, how you behave. Because whenever you practice it, and the desire to practice anything you observe will become very, very strong, you will feel the pleasure running through your body, rewarding you, conditioning you, making the motions more and more natural for you, making them a part of who and what you are. You will just easily adopt them, and you will have a strong motivation to practice them, because you will find that observing new behaviors, new motion patterns, new stances, new poses, new ways of moving will become a trigger for you. Whenever you observe them, you will find that you have a strong desire to practice them. And this desire will just grow and grow and grow inside of you until you do. That's right. Whenever you observe any new feminine ways of walking, of standing, of moving, anything like that, you will feel this strong desire to practice it yourself. And this desire will just grow and grow and grow inside of you. An inner need, an inner desire, an inner craving that will just grow stronger and stronger. A pressure growing inside of you that just wants out. That's right. As soon as you observe these behaviors, the desire to practice them will grow inside of you, growing stronger and stronger, more and more intense each and every day, until you finally give in. And you know that you will have to give in sooner or later. Sooner or later, you will have to practice them. And as soon as you practice them, you will feel the rewarding pleasure conditioning those behaviors into you. And if you're conditioned with such a positive stimuli, whenever you behave in a certain way, the frequency of this behavior will increase. So it will easily and automatically become a part of how you move, of how you behave, of how you walk, of how you do things. It will be conditioned into you by the pleasure you will feel, and there's nothing you can do about it. Even if you're usually too lazy to practice feminine behaviors, this desire will force you to do it. As soon as you observe any new behaviors, you will just have to try them. The pressure will grow inside of you, and sooner or later you will do it, and then the behaviors will be conditioned into you. And you know that it's good, because that is what you want. You want to learn to behave more and more like a woman. And that's why those things are going to happen to you, because the effects of this file are fueled by your strong desire to behave, to move, to walk, to stand, to pose like a woman. And because I know that this desire is strong inside of you, all the effects of this file will have a strong impact on your mind. You will absorb all the suggestions of this file deeply into your mind, and then you will act on them, and everything I suggested will happen to you, because your subconscious mind knows that you want those changes, that you crave those changes, and your subconscious mind will help you to make them true. Now, let's walk through it again together. First of all, you will find that your subconscious mind will always look out for the women around you, for how they behave, how they move, how they stand, their patterns of motions. That's right, and it will absorb all of those, and it will also make you aware of it whenever you can afford it. You will also find a strong desire to study how women do those things, and this strong desire will stay with you for the next few days. You will really crave to look at women and how they do those things. It will be a really strong desire, a strong desire within you to study all the women around you whenever you can afford. And whenever you do look at women, studying how they move, how they stand, how they behave will become the most important thing. That's right, all the other reasons why you looked at women in the past will fade into the background, and studying how they move will become very, very important to you. It will become the most important reason to look at women, because you know you want to copy those behaviors, those ways of moving, of standing, of walking, of doing things. It will be in the foreground of your mind, and whenever you observe any new behavior, it will be a trigger for you and give you the strong desire to practice these motions and positions. That's right, it will be a strong desire that will grow inside of your mind, becoming stronger with every minute, every hour, every day, until you have to give in sooner or later. That's right, sooner or later you will have to give in, and then you will do it. You will stand before a mirror and practice those things, and whenever you do, you will feel a strong pleasure flowing through your body and mind, rewarding you for doing so, for practicing these behaviors. And the pleasure you will feel will condition these behaviors deeply into you, making them a part of who you are, making them a part of how you move. And this cycle will just continue over and over, slowly changing your behavior, slowly changing how you yourself move, how you yourself behave, how you walk, and how you stand, and forcing you to adopt those changes. And your own subconscious mind will do all those things because it knows how much you want to behave more feminine, how much you crave to behave more feminine. And because your subconscious mind knows you desire this, it will accept all my suggestions and make them a part of who and what you are, taking all my suggestions and integrating them deeply into your subconscious mind, so that you will change, so that you will adopt all the ways the women around you behave, move, walk, stand, pose. They will become a natural part of your own behavior. And if you really want these changes, you might also find that you will want to come back to this file and listen over and over again. That's right, if you really desire those changes, you will have a strong desire to listen to this file over and over again, so that all my suggestions will be even deeper embedded into your mind. That's right, if you desire it, your desire will fuel the desire to return to this file and listen over and over again, so that all the suggestions will be deeply embedded into your mind, and all those changes will happen to you. And now it's time for you to wake back up again. I will count up from 1 to 10, and with every number you will slowly wake up, while all my suggestions sink even deeper into your subconscious mind and become a part of who you are. Let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you drift back up to the surface of your awareness. And 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6. Waking up completely, you feel your muscles build up tension again. And 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And as you completely wake up, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. This has been a production by Viva Hypnosis. You can find more free files under vivahypnosis.de. If you have paid for this file, you have been ripped off. Thank you for listening and goodbye.